Well, it's been a while since I've had a chance to talk with you, and what we did this fall was to really sit down and synthesize both the presentations and the testimony that we heard during various panel meetings, and we came up with a set of recommendations that we're ready to make to the administrator. So last Friday and Monday, and subsequent Friday and Monday in February and March, we're going to meet again on the 27th of February and I think it's the 3rd of March, whatever that Monday is. We will be hopefully putting the final touches on the report to the administrator.
So it sounds like you can't tell us any of the specifics yet that you will be recommending.
Well, we've made a number of recommendations, and actually, if people are interested in what we recommended, the meeting minutes for all of our meetings are on the GSA website, and those motions are public records, the one that passed as well as the ones that didn't. But, you know, in the interest of time, I would group them into about four or five areas. We certainly made recommendations on pricing and competition, including a recommendation to discontinue the use of the price reduction clause. We made recommendations.
Ooh, that's big.
Well, what I think we've offered up is we've offered up an alternative that really emphasizes competition at the task order level. We've seen great success with that in DOD, and as a matter of fact, Section 853 of the recent Defense Authorization Bill extends that requirement to issue a schedule solicitation to all those on the schedule and to obtain at least three bids to the rest of the federal government. So we think we're being consistent with the policy thinking. But if you do that, our conclusion is that you really are going to let the forces of competition drive fair and reasonable prices, and maybe the price reduction clause is a mechanism that's past its time.
Well, when you say it's past its time, is it because it really doesn't offer the kind of flexibility that you hoped that it would, or that they hoped that it would when they initiated it?
Well, it's not an issue of flexibility. I think you have to look at the price reductions clause in the context of the schedule's history. When the schedule started in 1950, it was primarily for the procurement of supplies. It was mandatory on a number of agencies. You know, specification standards were very straightforward. And if you look at where the schedules program has gone today, it is an extremely flexible instrument, one on which we buy a good number of services, one that's not mandatory on agencies today, one where agency ordering officers are encouraged to seek further price discounts from vendors. And when you look at it in the historical context of the schedules program, we really think that the price reductions clause is not the most effective way to ensure fair and reasonable prices.
Okay, so that makes a little bit more work for agencies using the schedule and maybe a little easier for contractors.
I'm not sure I would say that it makes more work for agencies using the schedules. I think, again, it's going to come back to agency judgment. And what I would say is our focus is, you know, for those small buys, if you want to buy one computer or two computers, you know, we will retain the schedule pricing. We're proposing other methods for GSA contracting officers to determine that the price for one or two items at the schedule level is fair and reasonable. And an ordering officer in an agency could go ahead and do that. But where we're talking about very sophisticated statements of work or very sophisticated procurements for large numbers of goods or services, we're asking contracting officers to do what we pay them to do, which is to seek the best deal for the government.
Okay, and what are some of the other areas that you've made recommendations in?
Well, we've made recommendations in the area of what we call disclosure. One of our findings is that a lot of the information GSA has about how they obtain fair and reasonable pricing is not necessarily disclosed to the agencies. So it's harder for a contracting officer to exercise their judgment as to how aggressively they should be seeking further price reductions. On the other hand, most of the information that GSA could use to effectively establish schedule prices really resides in the agencies, because it's at the agency level that things are really bought and sold. And if GSA had that information, they could better track, you know, as a feedback mechanism, whether the prices they have on schedule are the prices that are really being paid in the marketplace. So a couple of the recommendations are, one, GSA, tell agency contracting officers generally how you determine that benchmark price, fair and reasonable. Two, agency contracting officers, collect the data and give that to GSA so they have more tools in their toolbox to ensure that the schedule prices are fair and reasonable to begin with.
Well, that sounds like a fairly big change. Now, what would it take to implement that, and who would you have to convince to get that to happen?
Well, we have to offer those recommendations to the administrator. He's responsible for the schedule program. As to the what, we made a decision long ago on our panel that we were not going to design the solution to the problem, that we were going to let the people who were closest to the problem, which are the folks that administer the schedules out of Federal Acquisition Service, really sit down with agency customers and decide the best way to do it. So we focused on what should be done as opposed to how it should be done.
And so now Jim Williams is back as commissioner of Federal Acquisition after having been acting administrator for a while. So you're going to be dealing with someone very familiar with the whole program and process.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Now, does your panel end at this point, or is it ongoing? What happens now?
No, well, we will submit a final report, hopefully at the beginning of March, to the administrator, and then we will be relieved of any further duties.